Now, as I've said in several places in this website, the octamer consists of two tetramers, both of which contain one instance of each of the four subunit types, that is, H3, H4, H2A, and H2B. These tetramers join together to form the octamer according to this inverted V relationship between the C termini of their respective H3 subunits, as discussed in part one of this slide series. Let's now revisit the two tetramers, which I have referred to as logical tetramers, and begin to focus on the geometric relationship between them.